You mean that dirty nigga crackhead shit, did you?
You mean that gun? Hell yes, I meant it.
Y'all act like crack is so bad. I'm cleaning up my ass. It's anthrax, babe. I shall smoke it. It's me, baby. It's Carol. Ah! He'll never back to the room.
Pushing drugs in the park. Picking every mark that was out after dark. Stick them for the loot. Cut them off. Then I dash. And when I had to shoot, I nutted up for the cash. Ran down the block with my 45.
What up, what up?
Right on, right on.
Zone 5 in the mix. Hoop and Hammer Show. My co-host, Hammer. And a hoop. All right, man. We're going to talk a little NBA, MLB, NFL, NCAA. A little Duke lacrosse. Your boys. The Tea Party. A little Piranhas action.
I graduated years ago from Duke, so I wasn't part of it.
You let's damn do, devil.
Let's do a little housekeeping.
You goddamn devil.
We'll take our shots.
What are these shots for?
For us not honoring the thong bet.
Yeah, we're both, instead of doing a thong today, we decided to take a couple shots. Bacardi
clink these rum, off.
Which could be trouble. So
I got the toast. Here's to the great Oz. Sucking our dick.
Sucking my dick.
Oh, God, that's horrible. He can put our cock and balls in his mouth. Suck a dick.
Oh.
Eat a bowl of dick up.
That was horrible.
All right, let's hit it.
I want to give a shout out. I'm sorry. I want to give my apologies to Bubba. I didn't call him yesterday and make sure he's here today, but we're definitely going to get him
much
on
the show. Much love, brother.
Much love. Piranhas Hockey. Let's start off with that just because we're talking about Bubba.
Nice to meet you on a busted leg.
On a busted leg.
Pulling the tree.
Casey didn't know. Bubba was skating in, trying to do a little forward checking.
Get tough.
Went feet first into the boards and broke his, I believe, a tibia. And possibly getting some screws, but he's out, so tibia. Rest in peace.
That's a bone in your ear, right?
Yeah.
You can play a hockey game with a busted ear, right?
He lost his equilibrium. He's got no balance.
Get well, brother.
Other than that, though, Piranha's lost, but that's okay. We got the Bruins next week, and then the playoffs start up. And that's when the men show up.
The men show up to the playoffs. All right.
Yeah.
Whatever, man. Hey, man.
All right. I want to talk
about... you guys got to grind.
Exactly. Your boy still Whipple?
Yes.
Right on. Forever.
Ever.
I'm going to start off a little NBA talk. All right. Rasheed Wallace, your boy. I know you sold him some shit back in the day.
Suspended
for one game for getting his 16th technical foul. I was unable to bring up the information like who has the most technicals ever
in
a season.
You're our man in the field.
On the field or
in the field?
Field,
on the spot. Fuck off. Good stats.
Thanks, man. You the man.
Gotta get you a beer.
Anyways, how much do you think weed has to do with his getting technical fouls? Or do you think he's off
Rasheed?
The weed?
Or thanks, he just man. Whacked out because the dope done took him down?
Done took him over.
Well, I don't know. He's always been known as a lot of techs.
Yeah, dude. What's up with that little gray patch in the back of his head that he always has? You know, when he started turning gray, he just had that one little patch.
That he's worried about getting busted for smoking weed.
Like,
so he gets a gray patch.
Oh, that's where the angel kissed him.
Yeah.
That's his birthmark.
Bullshit.
Bullshit. All right. We got the offseason coming up, though, with the NBA, which, I mean, starts early for the fucking Timberwolves because they suck.
The T-Pups.
But check this
out.
Probably
playing themselves out a lottery pick, too. That ain't good.
Dude, if we lose that first pick, if the Wolves lose that pick this year, we're screwed.
It's going to hurt.
With L.A. Clippers. In case you don't know, with the Marko Jaric, Sam Cassell trade, we got a first-round pick coming. But if we are better than 10th place or something
who
like
cares?
That. We all do.
It's the Wolves' luck. We won't get a lottery pick. It's just our luck. Franchise luck, man.
Why
it
won't
sucks.
We get a lottery pick?
Franchise luck.
Franchise luck, that's your best.
We've never won a lottery ball.
Estimation of why?
Yeah. Just karma, man.
Karma.
Because Kevin McHale.
Do you understand the stipulation of the trade?
Yeah, performance-wise. If they got to the playoffs, we get a second-round pick instead of a first-round pick or some shit like that. Who gives a rat's ass?
Basically, we lose our first-round pick if we're not in the bottom 10 of the league.
Right.
Yeah. So we lose that pick, though. That's huge for us, dude.
It's called karma. We found a way to play out of our way out of a nice pick.
Found our way out of a way. doesn't make any
sense.
We're
fucked.
All right,
we're fucked.
Anyways, here's a free agent that's coming up this summer that I want to know. I'm going to ask you, should we pick him up or not? Joe Prisbilla. He's going to be a free agent this year. He's from Monticello, Minnesota. Yeah, free agent. We all like a little free agent here and there.
Sweet. Bring back the slave labor. Awesome in the NBA. I love it.
We're making tennis shoes out of fucking Minnesota.
You know, I had said the Wolves need a big man to be back in the playoffs or be a contender. I take that back.
Why?
Allen Iverson needs to put up a big stink, get out of Philly, and come to Minnesota.
But he's going to have a big man to play with then.
That'd be awesome.
Every good NBA team, every NBA finals team has a good big man to go to. That's key.
Yeah, Do you agree? I agree.
Even back in the
Chris Abella, though, nine blocks, one point, great.
He's a good player. He's got more than 1 point.
Even back
in the days with the fucking Dunking Dutchman.
Is it 1.2?
Can I talk?
I don't know.
Dunking Dutchman, Rick Smits, back in the days even was sufficient.
He wasn't flying, not the Dunking Dutchman.
He wasn't flying.
He was a flying Dutchman.
Flying.
Flying. The dude had ups. You wouldn't even believe it.
He was 7 foot. How do you move? What? He's got no ups. Crazy.
Half court dunks.
Half court dunks.
Let's move on.
Yeah, we should.
Wolves are fucked, all right? What
you're talking about.
I don't think a first round pick for the Wolves is going to make or break our season next year. We need that big free agent. And I'm talking AI. Get your ass.
I agree. Is he a free agent?
I hope so.
I hope.
And he has to just do whatever he has to do to get out of Philly because he hasn't been happy. I mean, he plays there. He's got much love. But time to move on.
So you're saying figure out a way to trade for Allen Iverson instead of Stephon Marbury?
Yes. Just because I watched him play the other night and he had a great game. It's like he'd be awesome with KG.
Don't you think that AI would be – you'd have to give up a boatload to get him, and we don't have anything.
We can give him our whole team. And except for KG.
It's going to be KG and AI?
Yep.
2-on-5?
That's all you need.
The Bears. Let's say, yeah.
All right, exactly. Let's run the gamut on the rest of the show.
Run the gamut?
Yeah, I had to put that in there.
Yeah, I guess you've been waiting to use gamut forever, haven't you?
Let's go. Come on.
Where are we going?
I don't know.
Exactly. Let's go to MLB then. Jimmy Rollins, 38-game hitting streak.
Jimbo.
It was 38, right, before it ended?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's pretty huge. But,
yeah, that's big.
Earlier in the week, I was going to say, how far do you think he'll go? But I've been answered that question.
Done.
Where do you rank? Where do you rank in the annals of MLB?
I think it was the fourth or fifth longest. Yeah, getting props.
That's pretty solid, but
it's hard to do.
What was weird for me was like his hitting streak was 38 games or something, but his average was under 300. It was pretty low.
Check this out.
What's up?
Travis fucking Hafner from the Indians. 10 straight plate appearances of getting on base, and I don't know what happened today. Could be at 15.
Why is that?
Against the Twins.
Well, yeah.
10 straight plate appearances getting on base, that's hard to do.
What? It's plate appearances?
Plate appearances.
Dude, everybody makes...
He had a couple walks in there. He had a hit.
Hold on.
What?
Listen to what you're saying. A plate appearance. That's automatic. Okay?
Right. But 10 straight times he got on base.
Okay, that is important.
Right.
Plate appearance is automatic.
Well,
I'd get a plate appearance.
Walks don't count as at-bats, bitch.
Fucking Denny Hocking got a plate appearance, all right?
Oh, that little weasel bastard.
Exactly. And that's Bubba's boy, too, Denny Hocking. That's because he's a utility guy, because that boy goes all over the place.
Who's going to be your guy for this season?
For twin season?
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't know.
Who's going to be your guy?
I hope, and this is one of your lines.
If you could take your lips off of Torrey Hunter's dick. Who would it be on?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm getting to here. I'm getting to that. All right.
Rock it.
It's going to be either Justin Morneau or Joe Mauer. I'm waiting for one of those two. Mauer, yes, he had a great average.
Those are all great, good players. Decent players. You got to take a shit.
Morneau is?
Lee Corey was my boy last year. You know what I'm talking?
Now I know what you're talking.
I'm taking Luis Rodriguez.
You know what? I'm going to take the underdog. I'm going to take, and I know he's supposed to have a big upside, but I'm going to take Jason Bartlett. Okay.
Jay Bartlett.
Kubel.
Kubel?
Yeah. Cause it's
Which
not
one's
Jason
in the
Bartlett.
Minors? Bartlett's it's in Justin the minors. Bartlett.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Jesus Christ. Our listeners are like, what the fuck are you two talking about?
Dude, I'm going to smack you in the face.
Why?
Blasphemy, man. Blasphemy.
Blasphemous. So, I'm going to take Jason Kubel, the right fielder. All right. That's who my boy is this year. And who's your boy?
Luis Rodriguez.
Rodriguez. All right. So, we got our boys.
Going
to the top. We always, in case you guys know, we always take the shittiest players, and Kubel's got a lot of upside, but he hasn't proved anything.
We'll see.
Exactly. So we always take the rally killers, the Denny Hockings and the rally killers of the
well
season.
Well said.
Exactly.
All right, let's move on.
We're not moving on.
MLE. All right.
MLE.
What do you got?
How's that rum treating you, brother?
Hit me with a question. beers goes through in the mouth.
I gotcha. I was going to ask you who you think, and I haven't watched enough baseball yet, but who's the hottest team out of the gate right now?
Geez, after seven games, everybody.
Well, no. Twins obviously aren't because they're one and fucking about to be five.
One and five?
They're about to be.
The baseball season's only like, what, two and a half years long?
Wait, we've scored a run. We have come back.
Little small ball in action. Sweet. Yeah, bunted the guy over, sacked him in.
Offense,
yeah, it hurts.
Offense wins fans. Although Cleveland obviously is 4-1 and we're 1-4. So
yeah.
I know it's way too early to judge anything.
Cleveland's got their shit together. You got Detroit. They're hot out the box. Are they undefeated or one?
Fischel, how you doing? I don't know.
Yeah, what's up, Fischel? Kitties are hitting the ball long.
Cardinal
Dave,
strike a pose, bitch. That was for you, CD.
Yes, well
what's
done.
Up?
Well said.
All right. Hey, did you see Barry Bonds pick up that fucking syringe the other day?
Yeah.
It was like a syringe for a fucking elephant, dude. It was huge.
I'll hit it.
I'll inject that shit. Fuck if it
gets me. I gotta catch Babe Ruth. Goddamn it! I got like six home runs to go.
If it helps me hit 70 home runs, you're goddamn right. I'll put that shit in my veins.
Oh, that's sad. That is sad.
It's sad, but how much do you think? I mean, okay. And I was gonna ask you for this. I don't think you've been watching though. Bonds on Bonds. Have you seen any of the show?
Watch a little.
Did you? What do you think of it so far?
He's got to be one of the most conceited people I've ever seen in my life. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, you got to think of where he grew up with who he grew up with. Barry Bonds, Bobby Bonds, and Willie Mays. It's like
and
nothing but egos around him though.
Yeah,
which is always come up in sports. It's like you either have confidence or it's cockiness. Which one is it?
I don't blame Bonds for being Bonds.
Bonds is Bonds. I wish we had the clip.
I blame Bud Selig for everything that happened. Baseball, all right? I don't blame the players, man. I'm going to leave it at that.
Just so you guys know, Bud Selig, we had to cut him off from our Jack Hole of the Week because he'd fucking win every week.
Yeah, he's on our list quite a bit.
He's tearing down fucking MLB. Whatever.
You know, we'll leave it at that.
We could do a whole show on how Bud Selig has fucked up Major League Baseball.
Or the planet. I think we could blame the ozone on that motherfucker.
I bet you we could. The hole in the ozone. You goddamn right.
Fuck that motherfucker.
Fuck him. Fuck him right in his fucking ass. Yeah, all right, I got another MLB topic here. Our boy, Dwight Gooden. He was sentenced this week to 1 year and a day in jail. Hard time for cocaine.
That last day is going to be tough.
That last day is when he's going to get fucked in the a-hole. 1 year and a day for using cocaine while on probation. Let me tell you his stats, though. Check this out. This is what's amazing to me. When he won the Cy Young, his stats were 24 wins, 4 losses, 1.53 ERA.
Yep, ridiculous.
Okay. Last year, Bartolo, is that how you say it?
Bartolo
Colon won it.
Oh, the toilet.
With a fucking... oh, the toilet. Nice.
That was before the juice long ball.
He won it with a 21-8 record with a fucking 3.48 ERA.
And there's better ERAs out there, but... Cleveland made the playoffs. So
I know,
you
but
gotta give him props.
Dude, are you
Santana's
kidding?
Numbers were better.
I know, but not that much. Here's my question, okay? All the pitchers nowadays, their ERAs are way up there with like in the threes. If you get someone, and even if you get someone in the twos, they're barely below three. Is it the hitters are better or is the pitchers worse? I mean, what?
I think steroids is catching up with the hitters and the batters.
Hitters and the batters.
Or pitchers.
Spoken like a fucking true Scientologist. Holy
shit.
What
does that mean?
I don't know.
Don't question my religion. No,
I'm saying.
You know, more pitchers got caught last year doing steroids.
Okay.
So what's going to better your numbers?
Let me ask you this. Okay, ERA. And I'm not fucking Mr. Baseball, so I don't know. Is the ERA... I mean, I obviously understand it's earned run average. Okay, is that per inning or is that for your whole start?
Per inning. It goes by per inning. So, say if you go six innings, give up one run, it's, I don't know.
Wow.
Awesome.
It was a nice attempt to try to pretend like you knew what the fuck you're talking about, but you didn't. So, anybody, hey, if you're listening to this.
I'm blaming it on the tight baseball.
The tight?
It's one tighter.
It's
one. He hit it farther.
Just holy shit. And who called for that? Bud Selig?
Probably.
All right. Yeah, I got a question for our fans and some that know baseball better, like Pine Tower. Wormus Maximus. How do you figure out an ERA? Because obviously, you know, we're sports guys, but we don't know the intricacies, the details of MLB. Put a comment out there. Tell us how you figure out the ERA.
What's the equation, God damn it,
motherfucker?
I know how to work a calculator.
But still, that's ridiculous.
Right.
You know, almost 2 points higher ERA.
Yeah.
Oh, that's... And you're a better pitcher? You should win the Cy Young?
Yeah, but Clemens had a really low ERA last year, too, but he had no run support, and he had a shitty record. He didn't win it. Should it just go by your ERA, or should it go by, like, strikeouts, walks, innings, wins, everything?
It shouldn't be wins.
It should have been Johan's year last year for two in a row.
Yeah, it shouldn't be wins. It shouldn't be wins, because it's not – the Cy Young isn't for wins. And that's another thing with MVP award that I could go into a whole nother fucking thing about
that.
Yeah, but
Bartolo pitched for Anaheim, and I'm correcting myself. Can I finish? And they made the playoffs last year.
It doesn't matter. Okay, what's the Cy Young Award? Best pitcher in baseball, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so does it matter how many you won or lost, or does it matter ERA, strikeouts,
I
walks?
It should include everything, and I think it does, but it got kind of skewed last year.
I don't think it should
It's always one loss. People are always looking at one loss.
Christ, we're at 15 minutes
already.
Shut
the fuck up. Let's go.
All right. I got another subject. NFL. My boy. Much love. Dante Culpepper.
Set him free.
Exonerated, bitches. Exonerated.
Dude, was it the same judge that fucking let MJ go?
MJ?
Michael Jackson.
It must have been. And OJ.
Oh, Lord.
And fucking, what's it, Robert Blake and all those motherfuckers, man.
Oh, hey, Lord. Hey, good for him.
Okay.
All right.
See, because all he said is, hey, man, I was on the boat shooting dice with Ashy Larry.
Ashy Larry?
Ashy Larry was shooting dice.
And fucking Chewbacca.
Who's Chewbacca, dude?
I don't know.
It sounded good.
His defense. Johnny right Cochran came back from the grave and said, Dante free.
Exactly.
What the fuck, man? Shooting clickety-clack.
Clickety-clack. Seven, bitches. All right, let's move on to the NCAA.
I want to go back onto the Dante thing.
Okay,
Mike's play, Miami.
Yeah,
I got a gut, dude.
You got a gut?
You
do have a gut.
It does not feel good because I see a Dante revenge coming up here.
When do they play?
Oh, 17th of fucking next year or something.
And let me ask you this, though. How can you see a Dante revenge if you thought he was
He's going to come back and burn us.
Okay, but I thought he was a shitty quarterback.
Pretty much, for the most part.
Oh, how's he going to burn us?
But he has his great games.
How's he going to burn us then there, fella?
Okay. All right, he'll throw four touchdowns, no interceptions against us. Next game, he's going to throw no touchdowns, four picks, fumbled twice, -3 yards.
Dude, what?
He's going to burn us!
How could you even
One way
say
or the
that
other,
shit?
He's going to burn us.
How can you sit there?
I don't feel good. It sits deep in the pit of my stomach. Dante's going to burn us.
How can you 1 week sit there and say how horrible he is, and then another week saying he's going to tear
Dante
us up?
Dante was that kind of quarterback, week by week by week. You know, God, you were great this week, but man, you sucked it up this week, and then you have another
Now
week.
You're agreeing with me, and I don't like
shitty,
that.
Shitty, shitty, shitty,
because
good.
I told you he's going to be good this year.
I don't like it.
If he comes back... If
Get
he's...
the fuck out my house.
It was an aura. It was orange.
Whatever.
I know.
All right. Dante's good.
He is?
I never said he wasn't
good. Oh, my
good.
God.
I just don't want him here.
Hey, y'all go listen back to the fucking MP3s.
Go back
to
them.
Listen to the old shows.
I'm a Culpepper.
I guarantee you this fucker said he was a horrible quarterback. Somewhere. This bullshit, dude.
All I know is he was worse than Brad Johnson.
Oh, my God.
So, the Vikes have upgraded. What's up?
Yeah, I bet. You mean by signing Mike McMahon?
Let's move on.
Yeah, we better now, huh?
Don't bring that fucking retard into the mix.
I hope we get Matt Schaub. But anyway,
all right.
Let's move on to NCAA. Florida won the fucking
FL?
Championship.
Champion?
Yeah. What up with the old boy with his fucking... He didn't even have dreadlocks. He had shitlocks, dude.
Looks like a bunch of spiders having a meeting on your head.
On his head.
I didn't watch it. Much props to Florida. Way to go. Fuck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, how's your drink treating you there, brother?
I don't care.
You don't care how your drink is
Florida,
treating?
Florida, I didn't watch any NCAA, right. So that's...
You're great, dude.
That's a moot point.
You're a great sports guy.
I am. Big time fan.
Of?
I don't know. Football, man. Right. Where the fuck is football?
NCAA hockey, though, we had the champion unveiled this weekend, too.
Fucking Badgers,
Wisconsin,
man.
Badgers. I know. Damn, dude. But I was going to call that they would win it anyways. Because they got a solid squad, dude. And yeah. obviously they spent a lot of the season at number one.
I thought their goalie was going to win Hobie Baker, but that kid from Denver won it. And it's like, what?
That's another part. That's another topic I was going to bring up.
Oh, my bad. I'm moving on.
What's no. up? It's not your bad at all, dude. Wisconsin won the championship. Okay. Minnesota Gophers had a player by the name of Ryan Patolny.
By the name.
What did I say?
Of?
Of the name?
The Patolny. He should have won it hands down, man. That's bullshit.
Well, that's exactly my point.
Fucking rigged.
Okay, Ryan Patolny scored the most goals in the nation. And he wasn't even a fucking finalist.
It's ridiculous.
How are you not a finalist scoring the most goals?
Fucking ridiculous.
And this dude, the goalie for Wisconsin, although they did win the national championship, but the Hobie Baker stuff was way before
yes.
the whole NCAA Frozen Four or yes. whatever went down. And he was a finalist for it. And he missed like half the season. He was out for injury.
But.
Or by injury.
The guy had a great injury. Every game he played, he was money.
Mm-hmm.
The goalie.
So was Patolny. And he that played all year.
That's true.
He
it should have been year. Between those two, not this fucking dude from Denver.
I'm saying it's all fucked up. That's yep. exactly what I'm
fucked
saying.
Fucked up.
How is he? And he wasn't even at least a finalist. How do you score the most goals?
I don't know.
That's like saying like Jordan averages 40 points a game for the NBA and doesn't even become a finalist for the MVP award.
Right.
And just in case anybody's listening that doesn't watch college hockey, Hobie Baker Award is the Heisman Trophy of hockey.
Yes. Should have gotten a Patolny.
Exactly what it
Motherfucker.
Is. Motherfuckers.
All right. Let it go, man.
Hey, hook me up with a beer, bitch.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate that. Move on to Duke. One of our boys, Cardinal Day's favorite squad, all of them. He's a big Duke fan.
Much love, Duke.
Much Duke fan, yeah. What? So it looks like Blair, Burke, and the other fucking uppity-ups were trying to rape some bitches. What's up?
They couldn't pick up chicks on their own, so.
Obviously,
I don't know the whole story.
They couldn't
steal them?
They couldn't get fucking Wendy and the other fucking uppity-up chicks to do the nasty shit that they want them to do.
Yeah.
So they had to go out and hire
cake
some
hookers. Cake eaters aren't like that.
Exactly. Cake eaters don't want to go down.
Let's do it in the missionary, guys.
Okay, I can't do any other positions than that because it's against my religion.
It's kind of crazy. I don't know. We should make light of it because
hey, you're right.
There are victims.
They're definitely our victims.
They're victims, and it sucks, and you got to let it go, man.
It
I mean,
sucks.
Duke's cleaning it up as well as they can. And they're,
dude, fuck Duke.
They stop. Fuck them.
Fuck them right in their asses, dude. They do,
all right.
These, especially lacrosse. I mean, come on. You probably, do they even give out scholarships for lacrosse players?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Not the hookers either.
These fucking uppity-up bastards that are just sick in the head. They all think they got power because they got money.
They're going to the big school.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. All they think they got power because they got money, and they think they can do whatever the fuck they want.
Above the law.
And about time they got... They've probably
above
been
above the law.
Probably didn't doing... Did you hear that... Did you read...
No.
No?
No.
Yeah, that's it.
I didn't hear much about it.
Did you hear that there was an email that went out from one of these jackholes that said that he was going to invite these strippers over to his house not to have sex with them because he wanted to... rape them and then cut off their skin.
Whoa.
Did you read? You didn't read
little
that.
Little Buffalo Bill shit.
Little Buffalo Bill shit.
It puts lotion on the skin.
Exactly. Did you read that?
No, I
isn't
didn't.
Isn't that sick
that's
and
crazy.
Wrong?
That's sick and wrong.
Yeah, that
dude's gotta let it go.
They got some serious mental
so
issues.
So are we
there.
On to Jackhole since you brought up the Duke issue?
Well, we can go ahead and go to Jackhole.
Put that in there.
All right.
Well, go ahead.
I mean, Jackhole of the week.
Duke.
Who you got? You got Duke?
Well, I had the lacrosse team, but I had a runner-up.
And who was your runner-up?
Brett fucking Favre.
He
will not say he's going to hang it up or keep playing. And I just want to know when I should retire my Brett Favre voodoo doll. I'm a little confused,
I like
man.
The voodoo doll.
You're
I
killing
like
me, Brett. Just fucking hang it up, bitch.
I like the voodoo doll dealio because that's a good jackhole, though. That's one I didn't think of. And
he's just playing... Green Bay, like a fiddle. You know, you played there your whole career. They gave you your opportunity. You won a championship.
Yep.
You know, you've done your dance.
Has it just been one? Did he win a championship?
Yeah, he did.
How many?
One.
Okay.
But he was at two Super Bowls.
Okay.
Hang it up, man.
Yeah,
or else play another year. Fucking let the franchise know. Fucking A. You own that?
Exactly.
Or sign with the Vikes as a backup. Fuck, I don't know.
You want him here as a backup?
Why? Yes.
Are you fucking kidding me?
An MVP? Yes, I would like to sign an MVP, you know what? As a backup.
See, this goes back to the whole...
How sweet would it be to see Brett Favre sitting on the Vikes sideline backing up Brad Johnson?
It wouldn't be sweet at all. Would not be sweet at all.
Love it.
Dude, you're a fucking sellout, man. That's a border battle, okay? We've been rooting against Brett Favre for how many years?
That's a good point.
How long's his career?
Good point. Good 12, point.
12 years, 13 years?
Yeah, good
years,
point, good point.
At least.
And I'm still pissed we haven't put a wall up in between Minnesota and Wisconsin.
And Iowa.
North Dakota, we'll South Dakota.
We'll let the Dakotas. We'll let the Dakotas in.
Fuck the Dakotas.
Those are good people. Those are good people. We'll let
it's hot and it's full of sand and in the winter
it's
sucks.
Full of sand. What are they, Afghanistan?
The lower part.
The nether regions are
the
full of sand.
The nether regions of fucking South Dakota.
There's a bunch of fucking sand
people that come to Minnesota. It's like, man, you guys hate everybody that borders you, don't you? It's like, well, yeah,
well,
man.
Of course. Isn't that the point?
Hey, we're Minnesotans.
You know why? You know what? I just thought of something now that you said that. The reason I probably don't hate South Dakota and North Dakota is because they don't have any professional sports teams.
They don't have any people, so you don't hear from them.
Are you still there?
Holy shit, man. We're going to get so busted.
Hello. North Dakota, South Dakota, you still around?
No shit. What's up?
Oh, I guess so. Fuck.
So Brett Favre is my backup jackhole.
That's a good jackhole because he has been leading the season.
He just, yeah.
I read in the paper today, or not today, this week, that this weekend was the weekend where he's going to, I'll tell you whether I'm sticking around
or
not.
And he didn't.
And he's like, oh, I'm still thinking about it.
Fuck him.
It's mini camp time, dude.
Fuck him right up his fucking Swiss cheddar ass. I don't even know.
It's mini camp time. You got to give a fucking prop. Tell us what the hell's going on.
What's going on, Brett? What's up? You listening? Come to my house. I'll fuck you up.
Fuck you,
unless
Brett.
You sign with us. You're my boy.
you're such a bandwagon jumping sellout, dude.
Dude, is he not a good quarterback?
Yes, but I don't want him.
Yes!
You like that?
Yeah.
Have another drink. Bam.
I'm working on it.
God. All right. We need a thong bet. We need a new thong bet. You got one?
What a shot bet. How about a shot bet? Because thong done bets a shot are special. Bet. We got a lot of thong bets on the board still.
Yeah, but we got a thong. We got shot bets already. We just did them.
You got one?
Nope.
I don't
That's
have
That's
what
one. I was asking you.
We'll do a shot bet.
What's it going to be?
I bet you the Wins will win. The Twins will win 3 in a row. Road.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've had reached a new low.
Yeah, we got a breakdown. We got a breakdown.
It's a wreck. We got a breakdown.
Twins will win 3 in a row on their home opener, which is tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
We'll win 3 in a row.
Okay. I will bet. So you're saying we'll sweep the series?
Yep.
That's a thong bet?
Against Oakland.
That's a thong bet.
It's a thong.
Okay. And I will bet you we won't.
Okay.
Okay.
Cheer it up, bitch. Don't fuck
around. Got it. All right, fellas. Ladies, gentlemen, whoever's out there listening.
This is unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. We're out. Leave some freaking comments. Do something.
Yes. Check our site, man.
Let us know you're out there.
How's the sound? Are we any good? Does the hoop suck?
You want him to say that,
don't you? Does the hoop suck?
You want him to say that, don't you?
I'm the spot guy. Does he suck?
You try, but it's hard. All right, man.
Let's hit that kick ass in. Outro.
We're out, bitches.
Dang!
Grab a dog. I choke him. And I kick the shit out of him. And all day long, I put up a dog's ass. Just bang, bang, bang up his ass. That's my passion.
I don't give a fuck.